Welcome back. Well, this year, the American Physical Therapy Association is focusing on tackling the nation's opioid epidemic by educating Americans on the benefits of physical therapy, especially in October. It happens to be National Physical Therapy Month. Now, we've been looking at the impact of the opioid epidemic and the many groups and companies trying to address it, and as well as the people who've been affected by it, as part of WJCT's ongoing community thread discussion that we're conducting on radio, TV, and on social media. So right now, as part of that, we're going to take a closer look at the benefits of physical therapy as an alternative to pain medication, which can lead to addiction. Laura Bunso-Bittencourt is a physical therapist and president of Smart Body PT. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And of course, physical therapy has a range of benefits, but as we talk about the opioid epidemic, you really want to get the word out that this is something people need to consider before resorting to pain pills. Why? And why is that such a better choice for your body?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that the American Physical Therapy Association has made this a priority right now and that we're actually discussing this as a country because it is such an epidemic. But we believe that the body is brimming with life and has powerful intelligence to be able to heal itself. And that's something that can actually be impeded once you are on opioids. And we have the expertise in physical therapy to be able to guide your body into the right direction to promote the healing.
And you use it for a range of problems, everything
yes.
from pelvic floor dysfunction, back pain, incontinence, radiation recovery, a childbirth. It really is an unlimited number of medical conditions that you treat at your facility.
Well, physical therapists are experts in the musculoskeletal system. So anywhere you have striated muscle, you have an area that we could potentially treat. For example, mm-hmm. your pelvic floor muscles, your vaginal and rectal muscles, they're striated just like your biceps and your quadriceps. They can be weak, they can get a muscle spasm, you can pull them just like you could pull your hamstring.
Do you have patients come to you who've tried pain medication and are trying to transition off of it?
Absolutely. We have people that are on every end of the spectrum with that. We have some people that have just taken themselves off and gone cold turkey. We have some people that are working with a pain management doctor. And that's something we don't do the pharmaceutical management portion of that. We're helping them with their body, but mm-hmm. we work with other providers to help them with that.
And you also use biofeedback.
We do. We use a specialized kind of biofeedback, though. And it looks a lot like an EKG for your heart. Some people have heard of biofeedback in the psychology realm, but this has to do with the physical body. And we have state-of-the-art biofeedback equipment at our facility. Of people travel from all over the world to come and do this with us.
How does it work? How does it help the body?
Well, your vaginal and rectal muscles, like I'm sitting here right now, and if you're looking at me, you wouldn't know if I'm contracting or relaxing those muscles. And because it's an area of the body that you can't see when you're exercising it, the biofeedback allows you to visualize it on a computer screen, just like you can't see what your heart is doing without mm-hmm. seeing it on a computer monitor.
Now, it is National Physical Therapy Month. What are some of the other types of PT that you use to help patients?
In our facility, because we specialize in pelvic health, we are treating all kinds of dysfunctions that people have really never heard of and as far as the pelvis goes, pelvic pain, pain with intercourse, leakage of urine, leakage of stool, constipation has to do with the vaginal rectal muscles. And so types of treatments are going to be highly specialized. All yeah. of our rooms are private. We
right.
have closed doors. And
and let's face it, this is a delicate subject to talk about.
Absolutely.
But I think it also brings out the fact that pain can affect every area of the body. And people
yes.
are often in so much pain that they'll do anything to relieve it, which has led to our opioid problem.
Absolutely. And especially pain in the pelvis. There's a lot of shame associated with that area of the body and some cultures and some families. And we are hoping to really start more conversations about pelvic pain. A lot of times in our Western medical culture, when you have a woman that hurts between her belly button and her knees, and no one can figure it out, you know, she's either advised to go drink a glass of wine and just relax and enjoy it, or take some pain pills first. And so we want people really to know that there are some other options to be able to address these issues.
Sure. And it's Smart Body Physical Therapy here in Jacksonville. It is National Physical Therapy Month, and there are alternatives to opioids if you are in pain.
Absolutely. And we actually have a workshop next week, Tuesday night, October 11th, at our facility, which is 6639 South Point Parkway, with Dr. Justin Spooner, who is a pain management physician, and Dr. Melissa Kaywood, and they're speaking about chronic pelvic pain.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's part of our community thread looking at the nation's problems with opioids, and we're speaking with Laura Benso-Bittencourt, physical therapist and president of Jacksonville Smart Body PT. More in a moment.